I just was driving up the road, and I had my windows open. It was a nice spring day. Traffic stopped, and I'm sitting on this street not too far from here, and there was a grove of lilacs in bloom right next to the road. The fragrance came to me. Oh, my goodness. All of a sudden, my vision just disappeared. I could just see this little hole. Through that, I was seeing my first real memory in 2 years.
Of what?
And it was real. I knew it was real. That's when I felt that this is my memory, not somebody else's. And when I was 10 years old, my uncle passed away. It was in May, and my mother, you know, loved her brother, and she couldn't be there right at that moment. It would have to be in a couple of days, and she was sad, and so she had me watch my sister, and my mother walked about a mile away to, you know, through the woods and across the tracks and everything to church so that she could light a candle for her brother. And my mother cried when she was leaving. And you don't want your mom to cry. So I thought, well, what can I do? So across the railroad tracks from us was this huge woods and a big grove of lilacs. And they were in full bloom. And it was my habit when I came home from school, I would walk through that grove and pick my mom some lilacs and bring them home. My dad taught me that. I'm looking at this, and it's like I'm living it all over again. Packed up my sister, put her in the wagon, went up across the street, over the railroad tracks, down through the woods to the grove, went in the grove, packed as many lilacs into that. I had a gunny sack. And I filled that thing full of as many lilacs as I could, packed it up, took my sister back through the grove, through the woods, up over the railroad tracks, across the street, into the house, and I scattered them around the living room. Well, that's not enough. She's crying a lot. So I did that three times. When my mom came home, the whole house was filled with lilacs. What happens? She cries all over again.